Welcome back, Ed. Indeed, it's Northside Today, and it's John Healy here. And we're going over now to the return of our roving reporter, Barbara Jennings. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. It's a wet one out there today,
as
I'm in the Origin Gallery with Noel Campbell-Sharp, and there's a fantastic exhibition on called Land of Plenty. Noel, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And tell us about this Land of Plenty. It's a group show. Tell us about it, please.
Well, it was an idea I came up with because you probably know that, of course, that I founded the Kilrillic Artist Retreat in Kerry. And it's, of course, on the last road in Ireland, stunning landscapes and seascapes. And of the 3,000 artists that we've actually accommodated there, by the way, in rent-free residencies, I noticed that, in fact, actually, that an awful lot of landscape and seascape artists came. A lot from Ireland, of course, but also from all over the world. And then when I came back to Dublin, you know, during the summer there, I was realizing, of course, that nobody had ever really drawn attention to the very good and rich contemporary art collections in the main Dublin hotels. The Merrion has an incredible collection. I mean, it must be worth a fortune. But they would have Jack B. Yeats and Roderick O'Connor and literally Mainey Jellett. I mean, but a lot of them, of course, would have been dead artists, even though we call them contemporary art collections. And, of course, they do feature some living artists. But I did notice that, in fact, that probably that they had more of the dead than they had the alive. So that was, in fact, really, and I thought, wouldn't it be good if, and I don't think it's been done before, if we could conceive of an art trail to the hotels and from the gallery. So, indeed, we originally, the Minister of Arts, God help her, was to open the exhibition last Thursday, and we had a good crowd. But in fact, unfortunately, she was delayed, detained, as everybody knew, of course, at Doyle Éireann. So we had a lovely young man who is the new Minister of State at the Department of Arts, Mr. Joe McHugh, and spoke beautiful Irish, by the way. And indeed, we had some fun because I had to reveal, is the word, my connection with Donegal because my grandparents came from the Inishowen Peninsula. So there was a bit of a titter about all of that. But anyway, he gave a wonderful speech to launch the exhibition in the gallery. And then, of course, we encourage people to go to the seven hotels and the Merrion, of course, and then the Shelburne and the Marker, of course, which is down on the Grand Canal dock, the Fitzwilliam, the Morrison. A Russian lady, in fact, spent a fortune doing some wonderful things with that hotel. And there's lovely living, by the way, I have to say, they do have some very good art from living Irish artists. And then, of course, the Shelburne, we all know of their love of art. A lot of them are actually quite living artists as well. And then there's the Westbury, of course, and the Weston. So there's seven hotels that, and we thought then to encourage people to go around during the month. The exhibition is on in the gallery till the 28th of October. We allowed one painting to escape from the gallery to each of the hotels. And then we encouraged people to pick up a little token, bring it back to the gallery from all seven hotels, from the concierge in each case. And we would give them a limited edition print, a little gift, so that for their efforts. And, of course, they could also have a nice cup of tea wherever they go. It's quite a nice idea. I've been around to a few myself, but I can't take up the tokens, of course.
Absolutely fantastic. And it's a wonderful idea. And tell us a little bit about the artists here in the Origin. I think some of them are really beautiful.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Ross Stewart. And
yes.
Hey, you tell me about them.
Well, Ross Short is particularly interesting because, of course, he was the artistic director on Secret of Kells. He did all the backgrounds, you know, those incredible backgrounds. And, of course, it was Oscar nominated. And I believe he's already involved in the direction of another Hollywood movie. When I say direction, obviously, the artistic side of it. And then, of course, another artist that is really doing very well these days, and especially in London, is Ken Brown.
Mm.
And Ken, of course, came from, in fact, his painting, actually Ross's painting, you'll find it in the Shelburne, and you have to look for it, and it's a nice big one, so it's easy to find. But Ken's one is in the Westbury, and it's where Gladys McCabe, actually, they took down very kindly for a month to put up Ken's painting behind the reception. And Ken, of course, lived in inner city Dublin and used to play guitar with Christy Dignam, and then left the whole music world some good years ago and went off to Italy to find out how the great masters painted the backgrounds of paintings, say when they were painting the Mona Lisa. How did they get that incredible vista for the backgrounds? And then of course we have Bob Lynn, one of the more mature artists, and we have also Etna Healy, who is professor of art at East London University, and Neil Gregg from Fermanagh, and who else, of course, Susan Morley. In fact, she was thrilled to see her little painting on a table underneath a Jack B. Yeats at the Merrion Hotel. And it was little standing stones. And then, of course, we had the ebullient Rod Coyne and his from Wicklow, and his wonderful hay bales looking like they're running down the hill. And who else? I think that's about it, isn't it, actually? Susan, yeah, and Ross. And looking around the gallery, it's a nice show, isn't it?
It's an absolutely beautiful show. Did we talk about Etna Healy?
Etna, yeah, being the professor of art at East London University. She's, her family were originally from Killorglin and Cork. And, of course, when she came back and found Kilrillig, then, in fact, of course, you know, her whole Irish odyssey began again. But she's very beautiful paintings. Right. Yeah, really. They remind me a bit of Nathaniel Hone, I thought.
Yeah, no, they're very, very beautiful. All of these artists and all these paintings are beautiful. And folks, this, as Noel will say to you, is an investment to come and purchase, wouldn't it be, Noel?
Well, you know, the thing is that all the artists, I have to say, have adjusted their prices to the economy. And I imagine that, in fact, just like property, they're going to come racing back up again. And so really, it's a very good time to invest now in good lands, good paintings of any kind. And I think maybe the people a little slow getting started, but I can see the lift. You can see it quite easily that people, even in the auction houses, they're actually beginning to really invest again, just like in property. But, you know, if you're very clever, you get in early in all of these things.
You would indeed. Now, I could talk to you till the cows come home, but we're on we're tight this morning. So, look, absolutely fantastic show, Land of Plenty, until the 22nd of October. And you will have fun going around all the hotels. And thank you very much, Noel, for having a little chat with me.
Thank you indeed. Thanks very much.
And over to you, John.
Okay, Barbara Wilson, thanks very much for that, and welcome back.